Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Oh, happy day. Do you remember that song? Well, if you lived in the late 60s or early 70s, it was a gospel song sung by the Edwin Hawkins Singers that made it to the top of the charts in the U.S. and around the world.
And with us today is one of those singers in that choir who herself has been used mightily by the Lord. She's Lily Knowles.
Yes, or Miss Lily, as many know her, with her radiant smile and her glorious hats. As a regular singer featured on the Bill and Gloria Gaither Homecoming television program, videos, and tours.
We're in San Jose, California, and Miss Lily, this is kind of where it all started as far as your singing career. You want to share a little bit about that pathway you found the way to San Jose?
Well, I moved from Seattle, Washington in June 1963, and I was a part of a great church, part of a choir, and then I came to be at Cathedral of Faith in 1965 as the soloist for the television program. And from there, things happened, and I went on tour with the Hawkins, and we did Oh Happy Day, and because I've been a part of this church since 1965.
Wow.
It's been wonderful.
Well, we'd like to go a little bit further back than that, if you don't mind. Let's talk first about the Lord, how he entered your life. When was that, and when did you know that you were to serve him?
My mom tells me church was the first place I ever went in life. Every time the church door opened, the Knowles family walked through, six girls and one boy.
Oh, wow.
And I grew up hearing all about Jesus, and of course my mom let us know that we had to have him live in our hearts, even as a little girl. I don't remember ever not loving the Lord, but I remember the day that I made the commitment at very, very young age, and he's still in my heart.
Amen. That's apparent. He flows out of you.
Now, you mentioned, Oh Happy Day. Now, how was that? Did you see the Lord's hand in how all that developed to make that a bestseller?
Well, when I came in 63 and I was a part of this church, and it was a wonderful, huge choir I was a part of, and every Monday night we would drive up to Oakland to have rehearsal with Edwin Hawkins. He was putting together a choir because we were going to go back east to compete. And one rehearsal, he said, I was looking through the hymn book the other night, and I saw some songs, and I did a little rearrangement. And the first one, he says, I want us to do it, and it was Oh Happy Day. Remember, Oh Happy Day that fixed my choice on Thee, my Savior and my God. So he changed it and taught it to the choir. It was an incredible thing because we made a record. Anybody remember records? It was interesting, on an Apex 2-track. The choir, the 56 voice choir, was on one track and the soloist was on the other. So we made it, and we made the record, and we would take 5 or 10 or however many we thought we could sell. When we would go to rehearsal on Monday night and sell them for $5 to all our friends, bring the money back, take some more. And as the story goes, the hippie was throwing away records in the back room of a warehouse in San Francisco. And he saw the album cover with the black choir, and he just put it on the turntable, and the first cut was Oh Happy Day. So he rushed down to a radio station, KSAN, and said, play this. And that's the rest of the story.
Wow.
The rest is history.
Yes. And the exciting part is that in just 2 days after it was heard on the radio, it was number one around the world, and the whole world was singing about Jesus, saying yes, that name. And there had never been a gospel song to cross over to Billboard chart.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
Jesus.
Oh, when he was. When Jesus was,
Jesus
wiped the sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Now, how did that make your group feel, Edwin Hawkins and you and others that had participated in that song, to know that you had a hit record going?
Yes.
And so how was that for you to realize that, you know, the Lord has great plans?
He does. All 56 of us, we just couldn't believe this was happening. But it was in God's plan, God's timing, and eventually we were all over the United States, all over the world, singing that song. We sang only gospel, of course, but we were with all the top rock groups at that time. It was God's plan.
Isn't that amazing, though, how the Lord breaks down barriers and he allows it to go into areas that you and I would have difficulty entering in, but yet through that song, he took it and used it to his glory in mighty ways.
Music is such a powerful medium. When people won't even want to hear what you have to say, a song can say it. I think of all the years Billy Graham used George Beverly's Day to sing just before he came to preach, meaning the hearts were softened and the word that he was going to expound would go down deep there quickly.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
Yes, music is a way that the Lord prepares our hearts for his messages, as Ephesians 5 verse 19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord.
Oh, yes. And we'll return to our visit with Miss Lily in just a moment, so stay tuned. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. You can friend us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Also, if you're enjoying this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast platforms. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
Now let's return to our talk with gospel singer Miss Lily Knowles.
Now, you didn't always sing on the stage. You alluded a little earlier that you started off at the phone company. And so how was that transition going from working at the phone company to being able to be used of the Lord to serve him through music?
It was interesting because our supervisor said to us one day, we have lots of time available if anybody would like to take time off. So I took like 2 years off, and I only had to come in a half day a month to keep my insurance and all of that. And so it was, God was in the whole thing.
Yes. But that's quite a step of faith, going from a secure job, like working at the phone company, to, you know, okay, Lord, here I am. Use me.
It was... I knew that with all of being here at Cathedral of Faith and being the guest soloist for the television show, people began to ask me to come and sing. And I couldn't work and do that. So I felt that God was maybe moving me out. And he was, because I was able to hang up on my bell and walk down into full-time ministry. And it's been 45 plus years, and God has taken care of me in every way.
Yeah. You know, with the Edwin Hawkins Singers, you were part of the singers, the choir. How is that for you to step forward and become a soloist?
It was really quite difficult, because it's so nice to have that cushion of the choir behind.
Yes.
It was a bit difficult, but I have been out, as I said, 45 plus years, and I'm sort of accustomed to it now.
Everybody say, don't tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Don't tell it on the mountains, that Jesus Christ before.
I should say she's accustomed to it now. And Miss Lily is going everywhere to let it be known with her songs that Jesus Christ is born.
Yes. And you can find out more about Miss Lily, Lily Knowles, on her website at misslily.com. That's Lily spelled L-I-L-L-I-E.com, about her music, her videos, and her schedule of where she'll be performing. So check it out and be blessed.
And on our next podcast, we'll again be featuring Miss Lily on our Christmas program. So come back and join us then, and be sure to invite others to listen as well on your favorite podcast platform like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify.
You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Now we're going to close our podcast by featuring Miss Lily's rendition of the beautiful and worshipful Christmas carol, Silent Night. So listen and be blessed.
Silent night, holy night. Mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace.
Fathomless, below.